Hello, my friend. Welcome to Breakfast with Sergio. This is Monday, Labor Day. And my friends, today I want to talk about, should artists give away their art? Well, my friend, welcome back to Breakfast with Sergio. Hope you're having an amazing Labor Day weekend. For those of you who are here in the United States, I want to say welcome to my table, to everyone. Super happy to be here with you. Pancakes on my table this morning, and I'm ready to start my day, which is an awesome, awesome weekend, Labor Day weekend. And my friends, today I want to talk to you about, should artists give away their art? You know, sometimes I get asked that question, is it okay for me to give out my art? Am I hurting my reputation? Or, you know, does it look bad if I give some art away? And there are many ways in which you can give art away. You know, art can be given away, for example, to a charity that you care about, to a museum or institution that you care about. In some countries, actually, you can give art, in, you know, as a way to pay for your taxes for the year. I mean, we don't do that here in the United States. We can't do it, but in some countries, you can. You know, is it okay to give away my art as a gift or as an exchange for something? And you know, am I cheapening my work because I'm giving it away? Well, my friend, first and foremost, I want to say really quickly is that you have to, you know, always think about that your art has value. Your art has value. Your art, again, let me say again, your art has value. It is valuable in the world. It is valuable to you. And my friend, never cheapen out your art or the value of your art in any way, fashion, or form, right? Always, even when you give your art away, always give it, always sensing and giving the organization or person you're giving it to, reminding them that the work that you're giving away is not because you don't want it, it's not because it's less important, but it's because, you know, you're giving it to them for a specific reason, but it has value. One of the problems sometimes with, you know, us as artists, that we undermine the value of our own work. We underprice it, we undervalue it, and it is just kind of the way it is. You know, sometimes we, because we are in it, because we're working on it, you know, we are the first ones to undermine its value. But my friends, art is valuable. And until artists, we as artists, we don't start to put value in our work, you know, others will not appreciate it as such, right? Oh, here's the artist who always gives it away. No, you know, you want to make sure that your work has value. Now, having said that, your work is your work. Your art is your art. And because it's your art, you can do with it whatever you want. You can sell it, you know, you can give it away. You can loan it. You can do whatever you want to do with your work. And, you know, whatever you decide to do, don't criticize others for doing something different. You know, for example, I know artists say, no, I will never give anything away. You know, if they want it, they have to pay full price and that's it. And that is fine. You know, that's the decision that they have made. Other artists say, well, you know, it has such price, but, you know, I'm willing to negotiate. And that is fine. Others artists say, well, you know, I'm okay to give some away to certain things. Or, you know, if I find a collector that I really want to have one of my works, I'm okay to give it away, you know, one of my pieces. It's entirely up to you. You know, you own the work. Giving it away or not is always at your discretion, right? You don't have to announce it to the world if you give something away, right? You know, for whatever X, Y reason. I have in my own career, let me give you my experience. In my own career, I have given away works for multiple things. You know, I have given away works for charity. And actually, every year I do about 2 or 3 pieces that are specifically, you know, for the purpose of donating to the causes I care about. So, you know, for charity, I have also given away kind of work as an exchange, you know, bartending as an exchange for something, right, that I'm looking for in terms of, for example, a service or a product that I may need as an artist. So, you know, that may be an exchange, for example, exchanging a work of art for printing catalogs, company who prints catalogs, you know, maybe I exchange something. And, you know, we are both kind of happy, right? I have also given away art as gifts to family and friends for, you know, wedding occasions or things that, you know, I think of that, that may be good to, you know, as a token or appreciation, you know, for being thankful for something. And that is fine. That has never ruined my reputation in any way, sort of fashion. at the same time, you know, I make sure that when I give something away, you know, I make sure that they know that this, what I'm giving them away, it has value to me as an artist, and it has value in the world. And I think that is really important. But as you as an artist, you know, you have freedom. You have freedom to do with your art as you please and at your own discretion. And I think that's the key component here when we talk about, is it okay to give art away? And it is okay, it is fine. Again, and you can do it at your own discretion. You don't have to announce it to the world. You don't have to put it on Facebook or Instagram. Hey, I just give away this, or, you know, it's entirely up to you. I have loaned, you know, very important works of mine to institutions at no charge, you know, just because I want them to have it for a certain amount of time. But I have done it as a loan as well, you know, in order to, remain as the owner of the piece. And at the same time, I have given away works to institutions, to museums as well. So it's important for me that they have my work, and it's a way also to collaborate with them and to, have my work then being, taken care of in an institution such a museum. So, you know, those are reasons why I have given work away. And, the more you think about it, that's a decision that you have to make. It's a decision that you have to make. And as you make that decision, don't judge others for doing A, B, or C. You know, you make your decision, you figure out what's appropriate to you or not to do with your art, and let others do what they think is appropriate for their art as well. But most important than everything, always value the work that you do. Never undervalue or always value the work that you do. Even when you give it away with dignity, give it away in such a way that the person on the other side feels special because they are receiving something of value, not something that was, you know, getting dust in the studio. And that is what matters to me. That's kind of the difference I want to make in this video. As you give something away, if that's something you want to do, you know, make sure, you know, that you provide, that you do it with dignity in a way that, again, continues to bring value to the work that you do, even when it's a gift, even when it's a donation, or any things that you might do in that case. Even when I give away a work of art, I also include a certificate of authenticity, for example, that is signed, and all those things. So again, bringing value to that which I'm giving away as well. So it is received as something that has value to me and has value in the world. So my friend, hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you have had a great, amazing rest of your week. And I will see you in the next episode of Breakfast with Sergio. Have a great day. Goodbye.